This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. I think along the way, our current class of elites have forgotten the concept of we the people, and oh yeah, probably a good portion of the Constitution. It's just so cumbersome, you know, Scott. It just gets in the way, and it's just so much easier to be empirical about things and just, you know, write another executive order. Why not? Because, as Hillary says, we know better than you do, and that's why you need us. That's why. That's what they think. I mean, you have to really pause for a moment and consider their worldview. Their worldview is, you know, we're a bunch of morons. We don't know how to take care of things, and that we're just so fortunate to have these brilliant people that have graduated from, you know, these top institutions of learning, and, you know, they paid all this money and they're just so brilliant. And you look at the results of what they've produced. You know, I live in a world that looks at your productivity. It says, okay, what have you done? You know, what have you contributed? Is it plus or minus? They live in a world that just says, hey, look, at we don't want accountability. You can't measure us. And every once in a while we get elected, we got to go through this inconvenient election, but you're going to vote us in anyway because you just need us, and we're the ones that have all the goods. Oh, really? You know, and, you know, let's just take, for example, the educational system. We have been talking and talking and talking about the broken educational system. Now, Donald Trump, I can tell you, for black America, and again, you know how I feel about hyphenations, but let's just say that he is going to black America and saying to them, hey, look, I'm going to give you an alternative. I'm going to give you a choice. Instead of being stuck with the school system, the educational system that you agree, we all agree is a problem, and they do not seem to want to fix it. The teacher union, the bureaucracy of the whole education system is so well fixed that you can't find it. So let's give you a way out. Let's give you an alternative. Hillary says, oh, no, we're going to continue on with more of the same with the system that's broken. So that leaves you to wonder whether we talk about immigration, we talk about national security, education, whatever it is it just going to be more of the same? Well, I think it's obvious if you have followed this at all that it is going to be a continuation of the Barack Obama administration under Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump says, hey, look, we want to open up the opportunities, not deny opportunities to millions of young black children. Listen to what he had to say.
You look at our education. It's time to have school choice, merit pay for teachers, and to end the tenure policies that hurt good teachers and reward bad teachers. And there is no job more important than a good teacher. Please remember that. There is no job more important. We are going to put students and parents first. Hillary Clinton would rather deny opportunities to millions of young African-American children just so she can curry favor with the education bureaucracy, which is very big and a lot of votes. I am going to allow charter schools to thrive and help young kids get on the American ladder of success, a good education, and a good paying job. That's what they want.
Well, America, is that what you want to hear? I mean, hey, I mean, to me, people have said, what is Donald Trump about? You know, where's his policies? What is, okay, this is a vision. This is something that you're not hearing from the Democratic Party. They're insistent that, hey, the educational system that we have right now, we just need to throw more money at it. We're just not spending enough money. That's the way progressives think. If only they had a bigger budget. That's not the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the direct contrast between these two candidates. Donald Trump says accountability, return on investment. Hillary Clinton says more of the same. Why not? America. That's what they've been. That's what you've been doing. But if you want to do something about it, it's time to do something different. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Your voice counts here. It really needs to be involved in the conversation. I know you've been told for a long time that it doesn't matter, and then when you offend somebody, they invalidate you. And basically, they just want to tell you to shut up and get you out of the discussion. But at what cost? Look at where we are right now. We're 7 out of 10 of us say, look, at we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. Then what do you want to do about it? Okay? And it starts with a conversation. And we got to understand that there's some people that just don't want to talk. And they feel like if I can't convince you, I can't argue you into something. And this is one of the things that I've come to realize. You can't argue somebody into making a choice. Yeah, wear yourselves out, and finally somebody just says, this is why that saying, we'll just agree to disagree came about, because it's like, hey, let's just part friends. Let's not destroy the relationship here, but let's just say we just see it from different angles. But what's happened is that we just keep chewing on things and nothing is resolved, and we just keep going around in circles. And as I say, we end up in a bucket of gum. And along the way, it costs us relationships. It costs us, solutions. This is why we've designed the show in such a way to where, we want to have an open forum. I want to hear the other side. In fact, I was talking with somebody the other day about about the whole climate debate, which, really, when you look at it in the big spectrum things, I think it's so low on the list in terms of the top 20 issues in America. Most people could care less about, global warming and what's going on and the misinformation. And this person was absolutely convinced the information they had was exactly right. And I said, hey, I respect that. And I'd be curious to look into it further. The information I have is in direct contrast to what you're saying. But we didn't need to get in a big argument about it. It was just, hey, show me your car. I'll show you, what I got, and I'm open to take a look at what it is that you have to say and the evidence that you're presenting. Of course, his evidence came from a college professor, and that's not to negate this sort of thing. But I do have my cautionary guard up because of what the educational system has become. Unfortunately, it has not become a bastion of objectivity. It has not become a bastion that says, hey, look, let me give you some information. You discover it. Let's debate. Let's talk about this and see what we can come to. But unfortunately, it's been well documented that these educational institutions, if you do not go along with, the body politic and what is the narrative of the day, then you put yourself at risk in losing your tenure, not being included. And of course, as we talked about it on the, in terms of politics, you're not invited to the cocktail parties. You're not part of the reindeer games in the Beltway. Well, that attitude and that whole format, goes beyond the Beltway. It happens in our neighborhoods. All these things that divide us, John Whitehead was talking about, we don't talk to our neighbors anymore. Part of the reason we don't is because we're just so doggone contentious. We don't know what to agree on. But I find ourselves, as I was talking with this gentleman yesterday, is that we're so focused on the minors that we have foregone the majors. You know, the majors are the things that probably most of us agree on. Some of these other things, you know, it puts into question, and I do have a problem, I have to say, when people use our money, use the people's money, and they hold it against people to say, hey, look, if you want a government grant, then, you know, give us the research. You know, what's coming out loud and clear, and I don't know what you're determining on this. You know, a classic example is what's happening with the security information, international security information that our president is getting. I guess in the presidential daily briefings, he's let it be known he didn't want to hear bad news, I guess, because what's being reported to him was all this stuff. So now he can go and tell the people, you know, things that are delusional. You know, because everybody's going, wait, I don't get this. I don't get where you're saying that our position internationally is better than it was before you took office, that you are, in essence, the savior of America's reputation internationally. When, you know, I'm talking to people internationally, and they're confused, and they're actually upset with America because we have abandoned our leadership position. Whether you like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, America is a leader of the free world. We are a player. Our allies, other governments, look to America. They look to our example. They look to our leadership. And look what's happened. Our leadership is MIA on the international stage, and you have all these players that are rising, whether it's Russia, whether it's Iraq or Iran, ISIS, you know, on and on, China, what's going on there, all these emerging threats. Now, you can ignore that, and every once in a while, like Bill Clinton, you just throw a Scud missile out in the desert and maybe hit a tent or something. And I'm not saying everything's answered by military, but what I am saying is it's answered by leadership. And clearly, that's what you hear. I say clearly, because we hear this over and over again, the vacancy of leadership on all levels, whether domestic or international. You know, I mean, it's to the point. Marco Rubio said it right on. You know, our allies no longer trust us. Our enemies no longer fear us. Now, wow, that's a huge statement. I mean, think about that for a moment. Our friends, our allies, the people that have supported us all these years, feel like they cannot rely, they cannot depend on America. And this is why integrity matters. This is why we need to be concerned about the people that we elect in office. Are they truthful? We may not agree with them, but, you know, and that's okay that we don't agree. I say that's a healthy thing. That's the American way. We don't necessarily go lockstep with everything. You know, disagreement is good, but let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. But if you're lying to me, how can we have a conversation? You know, you learn that right away in the family dynamic. You tell your children, you can do anything you want. I mean, it's your choice. You're free will agent, you know. God bless you. But be honest about it. If your hand's in the cookie jar and you got crumbs all over your face, it's in the cookie jar. I mean, let's talk about it. But don't tell me that your hand's not in the cookie jar when I can see clearly that it is. And this is what we have come to tolerate. We wouldn't tolerate it with our children. We hope we wouldn't. Because you imagine what kind of citizens our kids would be if we tolerated lying. But yet, for some reason, we're tolerating with our elected officials that somebody is running for the highest office in the land that people say that she lies about lying. And even the Democrats say, so? Wait, what? How do you come to that conclusion? How do you just say so? You know, they're just picking on her because she's a woman? And Republicans, you know, they disdain the idea of having a woman president? We have women leaders all over the country that are Republicans. Come on, give me a break. You know, you're trying to connect something that doesn't even possibly come together whatsoever in order to run some sort of defense against the obvious. But we're willing to entertain it. I don't know. What kind of America do we live in today where so many of us are willing to embrace lies and say it's okay? I'll tell you, we will pay a big price for this, ladies and gentlemen, as we have as we continue to walk away and turn our back on the moral compass that has driven this nation and has made us exceptional. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and yes, if you're on the Hawaiian Islands, it happens from 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it's that early, I will say, Aloha to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, it seems that Hillary Clinton has just earned herself another endorsement, this one coming from the Communist Party USA. You heard me right. She got an endorsement from the Communist Party USA. I mean, all this thing that's raised up because David Duke says he wants to endorse Donald Trump, but you're not going to hear from many places. You'll hear it here because we pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, that Hillary is being endorsed by the Communist Party USA. The communists usually support their own agenda and presidential candidates, but it seems that they backed Barack Obama during both of his presidential elections and are doing the same for Clinton. And I know you didn't hear about that, but our next guest will explain to us what this endorsement brings to the table for Hillary, and will it have any bearing on the presidential election? Trevor Loudon is with us. He is the author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and the Enemies Within Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, an extensively footnoted expose of the rapidly unfolding Marxist jihadi takeover of the United States. Trevor, always good to have you with us. It's been a long time since you and I have connected on the radio, so good to be talking to you. How you doing, mate?
It is good. How are you, Bill? Great to be on. Good to catch up again.
Well, you did a lot that the mainstream media did not do during the candidacy of one Barack Obama. You did everything in terms of the research and warning America about what hope and change meant, what we could look forward to, and I know you're not surprised, and you can say to America, I told you so.
Yeah, and I'm sad to say that, you know. We were speaking about Obama as far back as 2007, before he was even the nominee, warning about his communist connections and his communist agenda. And a lot of people then were understandably skeptical. But I think he has proven by gutting the U.S. military, by forcing Obamacare down your throat, by stopping the Keystone Pipeline, by all the things that he's done, that is his agenda. You know, his agenda, immigration amnesty, his agenda is to bring America down. And Hillary Clinton will be the third term of Obama if she gets in. And I will say this, you know, a lot of Americans think they can ride out 4 years of Hillary Clinton. But there's two factors. A, the Supreme Court, she will appoint two more Marxist judges like Kagan and Sotomayor, and your First Amendment and Second Amendment rights will be gone for good. And she will amnesty somewhere between 12 and 40 million illegal immigrants in the country, relying on about 75 to 80% of them voting Democrat. And if she does that, there will never be another Republican president ever. That's
yes.
It. You know,
it's
so that's
that
game.
Profound.
That's her
yeah.
game. And well, so we got to win. We have
yes.
to win, because if Hillary is the president, America is really, as it's known now, will be over.
Well, Trevor, a growing number of Americans have been slowly conditioned to accept a progressive viewpoint, and where it is progressing, and I'm not sure they're all really understanding that it is progressing towards socialism. It's letting go the free market system. Everything that we know about America, everything that we know about our founding fathers, our U.S. Constitution, they want to annul and take us to a route of what one of our guests said here recently, Dr. Nima, in exposing the Nordic socialism format and how it's not working. But yet Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and others like her believe that that is the answer for America. We want to exchange the free market system for socialism. It is that direct, isn't
it? Yeah, and look, it will not be Nordic socialism. It will be Venezuelan and Cuban socialism. You know, this there will not be some mixed economy state. Democratic Socialists of America, who work hand in glove with the Communist Party USA, basically wrote the Democratic Party platform. It's the most left-wing platform ever. Democratic Socialists of America believes in the elimination of all private business, all of it, you know, and they basically wrote the Democratic Party platform. So if Hillary gets in, you can expect to see socialism on steroids. And she will use the Supreme Court and legal immigration and Islamic immigration from the Middle East to basically swamp the conservative voting base so she can never be opposed again in the future. So her party and her agenda. So this isn't Sweden we're facing. This is Cuba. You know, that's the plan. This is, they're not doing all this to make the country like Sweden or West Germany. It's to make it like Cuba. And people have to realize that.
Bernie Sanders really accelerated the trajectory, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he was the look, I would joke during the primary campaign, you've got two Democratic candidates. One has supported communist causes for decades, has appointed communists to key positions, and the other is Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders made socialism cool again and tapped into that, you know, the young progressives, the young university educated kids who think socialism is all the freedom you have now plus free stuff. You know, they do not understand. I was speaking to a communist activist. We went to a big communist convention in Chicago a month ago. And the guy said to me, we are very optimistic. We are going to have socialism in America soon. This is going to be better than 1968. Because back in 68, we had all these young rebels fighting the system, but they had no popular support. But those young rebels, he said, have been in the universities for the last 40 years indoctrinating America's youth into Marxism. So their next push is going to take it all away. And they were confident. This is 3,000 communists in Chicago, most of them Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton supporters, all lockstep behind the Democrats, openly stating publicly that socialism was in the American agenda in the very near future. And they were not kidding.
Well, Trevor, and I'm glad you brought this up, because that's what I was going to say, is the conditioning of these kids. And I think that America is wondering what happened to their kids along the way, how they could be so indoctrinated. But, you know, we turn them over to the professors, and all of a sudden they come home for Thanksgiving spouting anti-American rhetoric. And you go, what happened to my child? And this cost me $250,000 to indoctrinate my child?
That's right. Look, put your kid into apprenticeship. Get them set up in a small business. Don't send them to college. You know, don't pay to indoctrinate your own children. And that's the tragedy. Every major American university is absolutely riddled with communists. And it's not just the history and sociology departments. It's the engineering departments. It's the accounting departments. You know, they have infiltrated. They have Marxist accounting. Can you believe that? So, you know, so, yeah, that's the thing. So that's what makes this different, is that you've got a whole base to draw on. So you've got Bernie Sanders openly talking about socialism. Bernie Sanders is a communist. You know, please understand that. He is a pro-Cuban Stalinist communist, talking about democratic socialism. But the thing is that Hillary is just the same. You know, she's just not quite as open about it as he is. She can appeal more to the moderate faction of the Democratic Party.
She's still evolving.
She's more subtle, but she is just as bad. You know, she is the one who interned at a Communist Party law firm. You know, she had tried to appoint communists like Jeanetta Cole and Lani Guinea to key positions in the Clinton White House. You know, she's been selling American uranium to the Russians for the last few years.
Trevor, we're out of time. I knew this was going to happen, Trevor. We need to have you back. We'll have you back in the next week or two. Trevor Loudon on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I guess it's all about compliance, isn't it? If you want to be part of the reindeer games, you want to be part of the cocktail circuit, then you got to comply. That has been the pressure on our society. Is it any wonder that we're operating at, this kind of ridiculous inefficiency? We're wasting so many of our resources and dollars that are hard-earned by we the people, and nobody is asking the question, you know, where is the return on investment? Steve Ryan is with us right now. He's the author of the Amazon best-selling political thriller, The Madonna Files, distributed by Simon & Schuster, which was set in Washington, D.C., prophetically answering the question of the 2016 election year, why Russia? Why now? Russia is on the move everywhere, whether it's the Ukraine, Syria, Crimea, off our coast. It goes on and on, and Steve Ryan will explain. Steve Ryan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great, Bill. Again, thanks for having me on.
And good to have you here.
Looking forward to answering. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, break it down for our audience here, Steve. You've got your thumb on the pulse of what's going on here with the Russians. Mitt Romney was chastised and ridiculed when he said, when he looks at the horizon, he sees Russia as an emerging threat. And Barack Obama, his administration, all but laughed at him. But now fast forward 8 years later, and much of what Mitt Romney warned us about is now coming true.
Well, that's right. I take a little bit of exception where Mitt Romney's going with it, and that's sort of what my book is about. Basically, a few years ago, I started to pay attention to what was going on in Russia, what was going on, particularly spiritually there. And I think that's one of the big messages that's being missed by mainstream media, being missed by our elite intellectuals here in this country. They see Putin as a dictator. They say Putin as a thug, and he wants to expand empire and so on, geopolitical aspects. But Russia's not really interested in that. They're interested in protecting their unique culture. And they clearly see a gigantic difference between the culture of the West, the secular, the godless secular West, versus Russia that has this emerging orthodoxy which is, in my book, as I say, in Amazon.com, and the Banana Files, is leading to a conflict between two very different views of the world. One is Christian-based, the other is godless-based, and kind of where it's going is very interesting. If you pay attention, you see Russia as a, if you see Russia and Putin through the eyes of the Christian faith, you will see something very different than what you hear in CNN and what you hear the media leads talking about. So this is something that's very interesting to me. It's something the world needs to pay attention to. And I think it's going to be a big issue by the time of the election, by the time we get around to the debates. So that's where I am right now, Bill. If that makes any sense to you.
Well, it makes sense, Steve. And you know, part of me is saying, hey, thank you for revealing this, because that is, of course, not being reported in the mainstream media. You find it quite ironic. I mean, here is, you know, Russia that was, you know, became atheistic. You know, they surrendered any kind of belief. So any kind of faith was done underground, small homes in the dark of night. You can't squash spirituality. It is who we are, and the Russians tried to do this. And it's interesting that along the way they've discovered that really the power of the government is in having a resident moral compass and a relationship with God. So it's on one hand, it is good to hear that that seems to be the inclination of one Putin, but, you know, we're not about to be told that.
Right, no, we're not going to be told that. And just real quick, part of this venture of mine on the Madonna Files, it comes out of Catholic prophecy. Back in 1981, when Russia, when Soviet Union tried to kill Pope John Paul II, the assassination attempt, 1981, this is Catholic beliefs, most of this stuff, the Catholic faith does, the Vatican does, and the Virgin Mary said in 1981 that Russia will come to glorify God the most. The West has made modern progress, but without God. And this is a fascinating prophecy. It's coming true. It's what led me to write the book, The Madonna Files. And so what's quite ironic is back in the day, Eisenhower put on the currency "In God We Trust," specifically as a pushback against atheist Russia. Today, we see the United States of America pushing Christianity out of the town hall, pushing Christianity out of our town square, pushing God away. And as Putin says, Americans now are ashamed to speak about their Christian faith. And this is,
yes, exactly.
It's an amazing thing how it's come full circle, and it's a prophetic time, and it's something we really need to pay attention to.
Well, I'm glad you clarified the Madonna Files. I mean, some people first hear the Madonna Files and they think we're talking about the singer. No, we're talking about the Mother of Christ is what we're talking about here.
Virgin Mary.
Yes, exactly.
About the Virgin Mary and prophecies of the Fatima and prophecies in other places that have come true. It's quite amazing. The Harbinger gets a lot of publicity, but those prophecies have never come true. The Fatima, which prophesied that Russia would turn atheist, that Russia would err, that nations would be destroyed, and prophesied about World War II. These Catholic prophecies have come true. The Vatican believes in it. So it's quite fascinating, Catholic prophecy, particularly when you look at what Virgin Mary has done over the years as appearing to children. So, you know, I don't want to get into too much in that. I really want to talk about how Hillary and Donald Trump are going to, you're going to see a rising conflict between Hillary and Trump in terms of how to handle Putin and Russia. I'm going to find it very interesting. I think a lot of America is going to find it very interesting to see how they both dance around Putin and dance around Russia. And it's already turned into quite a fascinating issue.
With Putin, it's a bit of a respect issue, which is natural. You know, leaders respect one another, you know, based on who they are and what they represent. And clearly, I mean, I think it's rather obvious, Putin does not respect Hillary at all. He might be open to respect Trump, but he wants to know more about who Donald Trump actually is. He knows him as a businessman, but what is he going to be as a politician?
Let me say something about what Putin thinks about Hillary. It's not so much whether he respects her or not. It's not really what he's concerned about. when he ran for re-election a few years back, Hillary is very, very involved in these, what they call NGOs, non-government organizations, and she has been with George Soros. She works with these people to bring in organizations that that support organizations that are against Putin's regime. And so what Putin sees in Hillary, Hillary supports the group that ousted the freely elected prime minister in Ukraine. So Hillary uses NGOs, uses Soros, uses the globalists to infiltrate and to basically bring rebellion against freely elected politicians in Ukraine, freely elected politicians in Georgia, freely elected politicians in other places. So Putin sees Hillary as an adversary who's aggressive and has a track record of being aggressive against Russian interests. So that's really the concept. I think that's why Putin has a problem with Hillary, because she's part of the neocons, she's part of the establishment, she's part of viewing Russia as an adversary, as opposed to Trump doesn't necessarily view Russia and Putin as an adversary. And I think that's real important. And mainstream media will never say that. The mainstream media does not say, why do we have an adversarial relationship with Russia? Nobody bothers to ask that question. Nobody bothers to answer that question. So anyway, to me, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how Hillary talks about Putin and Russia during the debate. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you and me both. I know it's going to be quite the slugfest, to say the least, you know, right?
Yeah, it's
fantastic. They could turn it into a pay-per-view.
I
would too, frankly. I would pay, but the only problem is the money would go to this dark hole that called the U.S. government and the federal budget, and they'd find a way to waste the money. It'd be unfortunate. But definitely, like you, Steve Ryan, I'm looking forward to it. Steve Ryan, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. This is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's my mind. Excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's my mind.
You know, a little Beach Boys music here as I look over the waters of Kauai and Poipu Beach. Yes, starting to come up in daylight, ever so gently creeping in here. This is Bill Martinez live. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And it's always good to have GF Watkins with us. It's been a while since we've had him on, and we were just lamenting that we need to have him on a more regular basis. And that is our goal. GF is founder, a senior pastor of Powerhouse Church and Jordan Ranch Leadership Retreat in Katy, Texas. He graduated with a master's from Stephen F. Austin University. He was an All-American collegiate athlete and coached football in Texas high school. For over 25 years, GF has equipped men for marriage, church education, and business leadership, and coached and mentored thousands of men internationally in men's events. He is the author of the book, The Alpha Male and the Women Who Get Them. GF, always good to have you with us. Lord bless you. How are you?
Thank you, sir. Doing good as I was last time that you called me. Thank you for the chance to expand to men across the world and the women that get them.
Yeah, I mean, it is a time, you know, and season where women are, they're looking for leadership. Women, the world, you know, even men amongst themselves, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder and back to back, you know, on this issue of the integrity of the male figure and what God intended us to be, right?
Well, I agree with you on that. I think we can see it in the world today. And I just flew in from Lima, Peru. I was there for about 4 days with a pastor and his wife trying to help them do some things that they want to get done. Their church is based on restoring the man, to restore the family, to restore the church, restore the city and the nation. I believe it all goes from the top down. Then I went out to the ranch. Jordan Ranch is a retreat center that we built about 10 years ago. And there were 10 pastors from the Austin, Texas area, very large churches, and they were all discussing the same exact thing. What do we do with the man? Because if we can change the man, we can change the family. We've been as a church, as you know, but we've been dealing with women's issues and children's issues for forever. But in reality, the way to work through those issues is to get the leader correct. And since we live in a fatherless world, it's been more of a challenge than I think people and pastors knew they were dealing with. So therefore, like water, they went to the path of least resistance. And they just dealt with the women. And in my book, I talk about most churches on a Sunday morning are 80% female and 20% male. That's because women were created by God to be helpmates, and they all flocked to one place to help this guy that seems like he's on fire for God when their own husbands may not be. So
exactly.
We have these large contingencies of women. The problem is that God commanded men to be the leader. So our whole society is upside down. It's out of whack. We don't understand anything. We're matriarchal. And so we look up today and we have two of the craziest candidates in the world for president.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, you know, as you were talking, I couldn't help but reflect for a moment on the father of that 23-year-old who had 23 rounds in his clip. He aims it at a police officer. He gets shot dead. And the dad comes out and takes responsibility. But, you know, people don't want to hear this. And to your point, you know, the fatherless nation that we're in, I mean, listen to a grieving father who lost his son and realize that he contributed to the problem.
I agree. But let's also look at something deeper, Bill, is that we know statistically that that father was probably fatherless.
Yes.
And his father was, this is a generational issue. This didn't happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then is, in my opinion, is yes, he took accountability. What does that mean? Hillary Clinton stood up and took accountability verbally. But what do you do to fix the issue? And one of the things that one of my pet peeves is when somebody comes to me and says, you know, if I'm buying a vehicle or if I'm buying something and it's defective, and I call them. I have some windows in my home that are leaking. And I call them. I say, you need to come fix them. We are so sorry, but you're out of warranty. I said, well, then
yes.
You're not sorry. You know, we're so sorry that we sold you a defective vehicle. Well, if you're sorry, then there's some actions that run with that. Fix the problem.
Exactly.
So my question or my reply to this father would not be heartless. We obviously want to grieve with him over his son and the loss of his son. But to me, what he ought to do if he's really sorry is he should go out and get about five boys in the neighborhood and start teaching them about Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are we doing? You know, what is the counteraction to this? But, you know, for me, Jeff, in a time when, you know, we get so much bad news and there is so much over-compassion for things that we don't get to the point of solving it, you know, I'm just hopeful. I begin to say, okay, maybe there's cracks here in, you know, some of the business as usual and this ideological positioning, especially with Black America, that wants to be real defensive and close down to any kind of conversation and responsibility. And you and I are not saying, by no means are we saying this is the only problem. This is a comprehensive issue that needs to be dealt with, but we need to at least, you know, come in and understand what it is we're dealing with. This is why, you know, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, having a relationship with God is so critical. And what we're finding, you know, and seeing across this country in kind of, you know, limited bonfires across the country is there people are renewing themselves. People are you know, we've been praying, you know, for years now, it seems, for a revival in this country. And I tell people, go and be a revival of one, if that's what it takes. Just, you know, start the revival yourselves. Quit waiting for the surf to suddenly come up. Go out there and start agitating the waters and raise the tide, you know, with your energy and your revival and your connection with God and pursuing the truth with all your heart, no matter where it leads us.
That's good. That's a good word, Bill. I, you know, what I can say is we came to that conclusion many years ago with Dr. Evan Lewis Cole, the author of Maximize Manhood, who was my spiritual father.
Right.
And I think that's obviously how I got to these conclusions. But a couple of things. We do a conference for the past 7 years out on 88 acres in Texas. It's the largest father-son gathering in the state, possibly in the nation. It's grown to almost 2,000 men this last year, and they come and they compete in every sport you can imagine, and they eat and they cook their food, they camp in tents, and then we teach them about being men and fathers and husbands. And so we take responsibility for that, and that's probably 20 to 30 churches involved and then a lot of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
If people are interested in that, it's called Intense Men. and you can go to intensemen.com and look at that. We also have this book where they can get all that information. It's called The Alpha Male, and they can get that at phckatie.com. So I just want to leave them with some information where they can go and get a whole lot more information on how to turn this thing around, because as you know, in the book of Malachi, we talked about it last time, the last book of the Old Testament, 400 years of silence after the last verse, and the last verse of the last book says, except the heart of the fathers is turned to the sons, you will be under a curse, period. Yes. And we do not hear again from God for 400 years. Bill, that's longer than we've been a nation, a country.
Exactly.
So he was silent, and so that had to be very profound. The next thing you see is the New Testament, John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness, saying, repent. And who was he talking to? The church. He was talking to the religious order of the day. He said, because you're doing this wrong, you're not mentoring men, is what he was saying. If you read that closely, you'll see you're not doing it in God's order.
Exactly.
And so there were men taking advantage of women and children, you know, in a religious way. And what he was saying is repent, because this thing is about relationship between a father, God, and his sons.
You know, Jeff, you bring up something that's so important, and that is God's immutable laws. God's not going to be mocked. You know, we are reaping what we have sown. 7 out of 10 of Americans say we're on the wrong track. And at the very heart of that is we've sown to all the wrong things. We're out of order. And we need to have an awakening to understand why it is we're out of order, what order looks like, right?
Yeah. You know, you and I were talking about this earlier, and I know people say, you know, if you want to keep friends, don't talk about religion or politics.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do both of them. So I hope you're my friend when we're done.
Oh, we always will be. Yes.
But I really think that you've got a guy running for president that you and I know should not even be in the race.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the way he's coming across is spiking interest. And I'm going to give it my 2 cents worth.
Okay.
He is depicting what in many circles would be called an alpha male. Now, you and I know it's not a biblical picture of an alpha male. However, it is a strong man that makes strong decisions and has done so all of his life, and he pushes his way to what he wants to get. And people are not used to that. So what they do is they look at that and they say, you're too strong, you're abusive, you know, whatever. But you know and I know that if he was like that in a group of men, we wouldn't be complaining. We would get that.
Oh, exactly.
And that's just the way guys are.
Yeah.
So, you know, but our world has become matriarchal. Now, that's not a slam on the women. What I'm saying is because men have not taken their place, the women have had to lead. So now we have a matriarchal viewpoint on our society, which is very feminine, which is very anti-conflict or anti-confrontation. It's very verbal. And it's,
well, GF, sorry, we're all out of time.
Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those